The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The fourth Hakdama, continuing to always try to be memala the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Uvracha. So we were talking this week about the fourth Hakdama for real bitachon. To do what one can to be Oved Hashem as best as possible. That should be where we put our places. Because of a living with care for what's important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it automatically gives a special tilva between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not Chas V'Shalom some type of favoritism. It's the way the world was set up. The world is a world of relationships, like we said. And automatically, a person develops a relationship, gives them... Don't worry, that cough is just, I don't know what. Yeah, maybe if we have a deep relationship, then basically we are connecting ourselves to the source of goodness, the source of life. And automatically, goodness and life comes out of it. That's it. Tzaddiki Yisrael and Gedolei Yisrael, and even people that aren't famous, their lives always revolved about this Nakuda. They weren't concerned primarily about how they could manage all these different kinds of physical needs. They were more concerned about how they could nurture and better and have a deeper keshur that could be spoken. Unfortunately, this week we lost a lot of tzaddikim, anashim chashuvim. Last night I was also by Levaya. Some of us may know him, a close friend of mine's father, a friend of mine from my childhood, lives in Beit Shemesh, comes to my Friday shiur in Goldberg. His name is Michael Goldberg, father of Moshe. He was one of the original group, this is Moshe, of Yaakov Kamenetsky. And Yaakov Kamenetsky came from Europe to Toronto, so he was given a position of a rabbanus over there. When he found out there were other rabbanim in town, he said he doesn't want to be a rabbi over there. It's enough rabbanim. He wants to open up a yeshiva. And he started with the children. The God of Israel, a genius. But he realized that we have to start from the bottom up, start from the little kids under bar mitzvah. This person was Moshe. And it had such a powerful effect on him throughout his life. He used to live with those ideals that he got from his Rebbe. You know, the ideals of being Emes and the Malchiv, the mitzvah. The last day of his life, he was very, very weak. And it came time to daven, so the family asked him, does he want to put on tefillin? And they said, he looked at them like they were crazy. Well, why not put on tefillin? He was extremely weak. He could barely move his arms. He insisted on tightening the tefillin by himself and davening his last crisis. And then in the middle of the day, Yotzei Nishmosei. That was the end of his life. But it was a life full of a tzura of what we're describing of here. A person who was always content and happy with what he had and did what he can to mechazik other people. He's not even in his younger years started certain yeshivas here in Eretz Yisrael. But it was funny. I could go somewhere. I was in a taxi. The taxi driver says, all I need is $22 million, then everything will be all right. I was trying to explain to him that doesn't solve many problems. I said, no, you don't understand. For you, all you need is to learn and a little bit of food. For me, that's not enough. I need $22 million. And then in the course of the conversation, he started saying, it's true that people that have more money usually need more money also. It's a never-ending aspiration, or whatever you want to call it. I'll call upon him. But that's where we are. We put our koyches in bettering our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we have to do. Hashem takes care of everything. Whether it would be in Amidus, Beidam L'Chaveira, whether it be with our tefillahs, our limatayah. I'm not sure if I said it yesterday. I think I did say it yesterday, but I'm going to say it again. It's a beautiful story.
Kol HaLashon.
Of David Salveshik, who's after this week, Zechon Levracha, that he was on a respirator for a while, and he got off the respirator recently. And at his age, generally the person gets off the respirator, they can't eat anymore, they're 2 weeks. So they hook them up to, you know, they get it through the veins, whatever they need. But he insisted right away when he got back his conscience, and he wants them to help him do physiotherapy to be able to eat. And people at the beginning were shocked. It was a great holy Rosh Hashiva. That's what he's interested in eating. They asked him, what's going on? And he said, Pesach is coming up. I want to be able to eat a kezayis of matzah. That's what we're talking about. It's the only thing important. We're willing to put all the kaitas, another mitzvah, another matzah, another tefillin, another his godless and the midas, another putting a little effort into our tefillah. Talim la Torah. That's a successful life, and that's a beautiful life that we could all have. And we all have to a certain degree, but we're working together to be mechazik. He says that a person who thinks he has bitachon Hashem, and he says, I have bitachon Hashem, Hashem will take care of me. At the same time, that person is not doing the ratzon Hashem, he's doing aveiros, then the person is a total fool. He says, why in the world should he expect that his bitachon, that Hashem will do everything that he wants, should happen when he's doing the exact opposite of what Hashem wants? You would never, if you know you need a toifah for somebody, you know, this person, let's say you need some money from, you try to be on good terms with him, and if he cares about you, etc., there's a chance that he'll give you the money. But instead of doing that, whenever you see him, you have a mezazel with him, and you know that he certain things he doesn't like, and you do it bedavka. You have to be insane to do it. You want him to do your toif, and you do what he doesn't want. This is the same thing. A person who talks bitachem, 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 doesn't do the ratzon Hashem, he's a steer in a bay. And those people that talk bitachem and they don't use their bitachem as a way to mechazek the avodas Hashem, then the bitachem is not true. It's not honest. Because like we're saying, bitachem is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I rely on you because you care so much for me. And if I really believe that you care so much for me and everything's in your hands, so I do everything I can to get along with you better, to deepen the relationship, make it more real. So he's saying that's a steer to be talking. The fact that a person is lax and is avodas Hashem is basically proving that his bitachon is not real. Come on, each one of us is matchmaker. We're not perfect, but at least together with the chizuk of bitachon, that picture I was saying, bitachon is the emissary picture of life. The fourth picture of life is I need him and I need them and I need other thing. And I'm telling him this and telling him that. And the emissary picture in life is I'm only telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I have that picture clear, and together with that, I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to me exactly what he wants. So then I naturally, at the talking that clear picture of life would push me to do what's right and what's proper, and even sometimes it's hard for me, or sometimes somebody insulted me or whatever happened, I just get past it and do what Hashem really wants me to be. It brings very pasuk. Agonov retzoyach noish shovel hasheker. The person is stealing, murdering, adultering. Sheker bosim v'matim. The fun is vice as then, and afterwards he comes to the base of mikdash and start bringing kabbalas. Shenikra shmi alav. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about this week. To, like we're saying, make that bitachon interaction with our kodesh for real. And I say that tzayna kil tzaynenu. Always think that the biggest pleasure for me is to do the ratzon Hashem. This is the madrigas of the real people, the real good people, the real tzaddikim. If I do a chesed of somebody, I'm not doing it because so he should do something back for me, or should I get famous, people should talk about me. I'm doing it because I really want to be good. I want to emulate a kodesh baruch hu. Yes, Hashem, the more we develop that deeper hatznei aleches in Hashem alekecha, a real deep relation with Hashem, not just a relationship to get something bad or for a personal advancement. And Neila, Hashem, watch over us and care for us, our families and everybody. So have a wonderful Shabbos and the Sulis, Tavis, and Yeshuas for all of us.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.